You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show and we've got a couple of special guests in the studio. Kia ora Sam Brooks, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
It is very good to have you in here, and also Sean Rivera. Morena, how are you?
I'm good, Rachel, how are you?
Good, so pleased to have you both in here to talk about your show, Sam, which is called The Perfect Image. It's happening as part of Pride Month, 20th to the 24th of this month, 7pm at Lot 23. Stick it in your calendars right now, folks. Tell us a wee bit about the play, Sam. What's the premise and where did this idea come from for you?
So it is set at a stock photo image company that is trying to make their images a bit more inclusive. They specialize in kind of like people of color and in kind of like people who can be tagged as any race, and I say this in quotes.
Yes,
it's an audio medium. and it is a queer rom-com, so kind of the lead is Britt, who is a mixed race person, who is played by Sean, and he is kind of like the main person at this company, and he's in all of their like images, and then the company hires a white guy called Ryan to make their image more inclusive.
Again in quote marks. I love the premise of setting it up in a stock photo sort of workplace is already quite bonkers and hilarious, and sort of gives you great scope for telling a story that sits in this like satire space with this slightly absurdist context, but also feels deeply office and like very mundane kind of like placing of these characters. Sean, tell us a wee bit about who you are playing in this work.
So I'm playing Britt, who is like the star, quotation marks, of the stock photo image company.
Amazing.
And he is somebody that can be tagged as pretty much any race at any point in time for any reason. And, yeah, he's really witty. He's really bitter. Yeah, but he's really sweet as well, when he wants to be.
Yeah.
Which is not often.
I feel like it's a character that would have some chips on their shoulder, you know? Like the premise of being this amorphous kind of identity, which a company has assigned you, perhaps, that would do some numbers on your brain a little bit. Where did this idea come from, Sam, for you?
If you work in it's like the news sector, you often have to use a lot of it's like stock photos, and some of the prompts you can put in to get some wildly specific things are quite silly. It's like I was doing some over the week, and like you can put in like queer mixed race couple having argument, but no pride flag, and like
it will
spit out something, and I just thought, yeah, but that's a photo. Someone has had to pose for that. It is someone's face. It is someone's actual lived existence. And, like, they have posed in this image. And I just thought, I don't know anything about them except, like, this one wildly specific kind of thing. And I was just like, how would that shift how you think about yourself. And then I've always kind of wanted to do like a rom-com. I've always wanted to do something about like, it's about like being like mixed race, and just all of these things just kind of happened at the same time. So I just combined all of them into a play, and like I really wanted to talk about race in the way that kind of let out some of the pressure, let out some of the steam, and kind of let people join in a laugh, and then kind of maybe think about it a bit more on the way home, rather than sit in this heavy kind of trauma you're like on stage, because I think that there is definitely a place for those stories and those plays, but I'm not necessarily best placed in terms of my voice and my kind of, and just kind of what I want to see on stage to actually write that. So I just did it how I felt was the right way to explore this stuff.
And I think there's something really liberating as well about telling a story through the medium of comedy, and also, you know, as we've already talked about, this kind of slightly absurd setting allows for maybe like a loosening of how you might approach that that conversation as well. As a performer in the show, what's been the experience of like, you know, working with this complex character that you've got in the kind of comedic setting? How have you approached that?
Well, I guess Britt is close to me in like quite a few ways, but he's also really far away from me as well, I guess, especially in the way that he views himself in relation to his race and his relationship with race. So like, yeah, for me as a performer, it's just about the games I get to play with like some of my best friends on stage.
Oh, so nice.
And getting to be really silly, and then like really getting to enjoy getting really sad or getting really angry, and going to places that I don't normally go, like in my day to day.
Yeah,
that's kind of the special thing about doing this work that is wildly specific, but is kind of something that I feel like I've already worked through as a person, my relationship to my mixedness and how frustrating that can be.
That must be on a personal level quite like a liberating experience almost, to get to work through this character who you can see where they're coming from and maybe what some of their motivations or like frustrations are, and feel that separation as well, where you're like, okay, it's not something I'm necessarily sitting in myself right now. And that I can imagine is almost like quite a cathartic experience almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like cringy as well. Not Sam's writing. Sam's writing is very good.
Yeah.
But like looking back at it and being like, oh, I did used to feel like this. I did used to think like this,
yeah,
and
yeah.
going like, oh god.
It's not the writing, it's the part of you that cringes, they say.
It's a part of me that connects with it.
Totally. I feel like audiences are going to find lots of roots into this. Audiences of lots of different experiences. I think also having a rom-com is just a lovely premise for bringing people into a story as well. There's like a reason it's one of the tried and true sort of tropes of television, of film, of theatre, of novels. You know, it's a thing that people like to see. They like to see love and comedy and, you know, hubris all on the stage. And Lot 23 is a really cool space. I think this is going to be a really great venue for it.
It's like, and because it's an actual photography studio, and we are just completely leaning into it as such. There's like heaps of like light stands around. It's like cases of just things around, and it just has kind of that horrifying, like just that white void that also just looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And that just looks endless.
I can remember walking into an art studio at art school, walking into a photography studio, and there's like quite a threatening vibe almost about that drop sheet that goes at the back. You're like, oh god, I have to do something onto that, you know. But actually also there's a lot of lovely metaphor and, like, you know, context you could extrapolate from that as a setting for it. If people haven't been to Lot 23 before, it's on Minnie Street in Eden Terrace. It's very easy to get to via Auckland's public transport network, or a quick hikoi from K Road as well if you wanted to go get a drink before. And it is happening as part of Pride Festival. The Perfect Image is the show that we are talking about. Tickets are from $20. You can grab tickets from Auckland Pride, and it is from February the 20th to the 24th, 7 p.m. Eventbrite is also where you can go and get tickets. Thank you both so much, Sam and Sean, for coming in and speaking with us today.
Thank you, Rachel.
For the play. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.